Kryptonite, Mountain Sid, and a light Leonard Bernstein, Leonard Brasnap, Lenny Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right?
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Let's Cool in the Gang in the top spot during the 8 o'clock hour with Celebration. Gray here with you. I gave you that song right after 8 o'clock to hopefully start your workday right. And if you are listening to Trail Mix from the workplace, thank you so much. We appreciate you doubly for what you're doing, keeping the town going. Here in the Park Falls area, we keep the 80s, 90s, and now flowing to you. I'll keep doing that until 10 o'clock today when I'm out of here. But don't tune away at 10. The music will keep on rocking. I'm just less in the way. Speaking of which, four more songs for you to start the hour, making it a five in a row before we look a little bit at some football moves that happened. The Packers actually added a wide receiver, a three-time Super Bowl champion, may actually shape the team and the offense a little bit. The Vikings made a potentially major move as well, adding a former third overall pick the year he was drafted. I've got details for you this hour, but not before Uptown Girl and a bunch more music. Here's Billy Joel on Trail Mix.
We'll be right back.
is Trail Mix 103.1.
Don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz.
different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mitts, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz.
Taco, putting on the Ritz. You're listening to Trail Mix 103.1. As promised, Packers info during the 8 o'clock hour, as reported by Civic Media's own Mike Clemens. Former Chief Mecole Hardman has joined our very own Green Bay Packers. Hardman was drafted by the Chiefs in the second round of the 2019 draft. He's 27 years old. He's been with the Chiefs aside from a stint with the Jets back in 2023 is what I meant to say, but that was the year Aaron Rodgers arrived to save the team, and then his leg blew up on like his second snap, so we don't count that year, especially because that was the year Mecole asked to be traded after he was benched for a couple of rookies. But that said, Hardman has been somewhat productive throughout his time with Patrick Mahomes. Though that's Patrick Mahomes, who wouldn't be? He's been more productive as a return specialist, though, and I'm actually really excited about that because he'll be expected to continue that role in Green Bay, taking over likely for Keyshawn Nixon, at least for the most part. Keyshawn Nixon, of course, recently somewhat controversially said he's going to be CB1, and CB1 doesn't return punts or kicks, so we'll see how that goes. He won't be returning punts or kicks, but will he be CB1? That remains to be seen. Hardman will continue in the returning role in Green Bay, but don't overlook his fit within the offense. The style of Matt LaFleur and offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich should actually fit him decently, and Hardman clocked a 4.33 40 back in his rookie season, or more like the year he was drafted, that combine. Hardman is injury prone, though. He's averaged just 8 games over the last 4 years. Though last season was kind of encouraging, he had 12 games that he played in, so trending upwards. I'm going to file him under wild card for now, at least until proven otherwise, but keep your eye on this one. Later this hour, we're going to take a similar glance at a move that the Vikings made yesterday, adding a troubled player who came into the league as a third overall pick. Let's unpack that after more of your favorites here on WPFP. The Lumineers are up first after a look at the weather and the outdoor news next on Trail Mix.
103.1 FM.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Please, please, please.
That's Shady Brad Schimmel on his knees begging for money from billionaires like Elon Musk who want to buy Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
I have to crawl around begging people.
And the more Schimmel begs,
please, please, please,
the more they shell out because they know Shady Brad Schimmel is for sale.
I have to crawl around begging people.
After all, Schimmel cut a crooked plea deal with a man caught with child pornography after his lawyer gave Schimmel thousands in campaign cash. What should have been a 25-year sentence was dropped to just 3 years for that sick predator. So it's no wonder Elon Musk wants Schimmel on the Supreme Court. He knows Schimmel won't block him as he slashes farm subsidies, goes after Social Security, and breaks promises.
I have to invest in knee pads.
Brad Schimmel, if you're listening, get up off your knees. You're embarrassing yourself. Paid for by the Justice Project.
Please, please, please.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Please, please, please.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. This spring, you can help the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources manage Green Bay's world-class walleye fishery by reporting tagged fish. Yes, the agency's tag study on Green Bay continues in 2025. More details when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. Together with Walleyes for Tomorrow, the Wisconsin DNR has announced the continuation of the Walleye Reward Tag Study in the Bay of Green Bay and its major tributaries. These water bodies support a world-class walleye fishery, allowing anglers to catch walleyes of all sizes, including trophy-sized fish. The popularity of this fishery continues to be a major draw for anglers locally, statewide, and across the Midwest. The DNR began its reward tag study in spring 2024 and will continue implementing it with walleye tagging efforts this spring. The study aims to better understand the fishery and gain estimates of walleye exploitation rates, that is, the percentage of the walleye population that anglers harvest each year. DNR staff will tag up to 5,000 walleyes with yellow tags throughout five major spawning areas across Green Bay this spring. For complete details on how to participate, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Green Bay Tag Study. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Matnair.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow likely today. We may get an inch or so of accumulation, but strong northerly wind gusts from 25 to 35 could create some blowing snow at times. 37 today, tonight, 18 for a low with wind gradually decreasing tomorrow. Sunny, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed.
show me family or the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write a song. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. I don't think you're right for him. Think of what it might have been. Took a bus to Chinatown. I'd be standing on canal and Bowery. She'd be standing next to me. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. Love, we need it now. Let's go.
For Park Falls and Prentice. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Genesis here on Trail Mix 103.1 WPFP, following up a little bit of your favorites from the 80s, 90s, and now. In that particular case, INXS, Need You Tonight, Ho Hey from the Lumineers. A little bit of everything here on Trail Mix, including songs you request if you text it to us through the Civic Media app. And don't worry, you won't get signed up for any weird business. You won't be contacted about your car's extended warranty because you downloaded the Civic app. You'll just be connected to local radio from right here in Park Falls. You can even listen to 98Q Country, catch all the local sports games. Screaming Eagles, Loggers, we got Prentice, we've got other games from Butternut we catch every once in a while. So, hey, if you want to catch local sports, get that Civic Media app. You can catch every game that's on a Civic Media station, including 98Q and Trail Mix, through that app. And what better way? Speaking of sports, we're taking a look at football, NFL football this hour. We talked about the moves the Packers made earlier, but the Vikings made a potentially... well, it's an interesting move. We'll see. They added a former third overall pick who's had an interesting early history for his career, let's say. I'll give you all the details after. More of your favorites. Here's Soul Asylum, Runaway Train on WPFP.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut. We'll be right back.
stay up to date on what's going on all over the Badger State. TrailMix.fm features Wisconsin news and information you can use. TrailMix.fm.
That was The Cars, Good Times Roll. You're listening to Trail Mix WPFP. We're talking football this hour. Earlier, we took a look at the Packers free agency edition from yesterday, but a division rival made moves too. Jeff Okuda, cornerback, former third overall pick, is now a Viking. He was injured early in his rookie season with the Lions originally, only managed to play in 10 total games over his first two seasons after rupturing his Achilles tendon in his second season opener. Tough break. Had a solid showing in year three, though, which is probably why the Falcons were willing to gamble a fifth-round pick for the troubled young star. I mean, I struggle to call him that, but he has really flashed well. He recorded stats in just 11 games as a Falcon that season, but no interceptions, no passes defensed, and just over 40 tackles over 13 games played. Okuda would bounce to the Texans over the next offseason, where he pretty much completed his disappearing act that he started in Atlanta. Just 6 games played as a Texan, including 8 tackles and 1 pass defensed. Or I should say 6 games where he recorded any stats. I think he might have played in the postseason last year, but did absolutely nothing in it. It would be a legendary career revival if Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores got Okuda to play even serviceably for a whole season, but I agree with the hometown crowd on this one in the comments section. He's probably in the best place for the minor miracle that he needs. That's enough football for me today, though. Let's get back to the music after a look at the weather from the Civic Media team. Gloria Estefan is up next on Trail Mix.
103.1 FM.
It is time to head on down to Wheelway and visit with Pete. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
I heard the cash grabbing is getting crazy down there, Pete.
A lot of cash we've been giving away, Joel.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been seeing the post on Facebook. And even more importantly than the cash grab, of course, is we're getting people into some good low-mileage vehicles, getting them a good, reliable car, make their quality of life a little bit better, right?
Absolutely. We're all transparent with all our vehicles. We do all the recon. We get them ready. They do a 60-point inspection test. We have a bunch of new inventory that has hit the lot this week. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or come on down and test drive a vehicle today.
All right. If you're looking for a vehicle, again, wheelwayautos.com. They're all listed on there. You guys can do it all in one shot if they want to, right? Don't burn vacation days running everywhere. You guys can make it all happen in one place.
Hey, work smarter, not harder, right, Joel? We can do everything right here. It's a one-stop shop. If you can't make it down here, go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit app, and you can drive one home today or give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. A lot of deals and money saved with these vehicles. And get in the bank vault and grab a bunch of cash here today.
Cash grab. Wheelway just a couple miles south of Park Falls on Highway 13. Check them out today at wheelwayautos.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow likely today. We may get an inch or so of accumulation, but strong northerly wind gusts from 25 to 35 could create some blowing snow at times. 37 today, tonight, 18 for a low, with wind gradually decreasing tomorrow. Sunny, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
So watch out for the wind. That's the name of the game. Finishing off the 8 o'clock hour here on Trail Mix WPFP. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to take a look at some birthdays, both local and celebrity. So if you know of anybody who listens to Trail Mix, we'll shout them out, enter them to win the cake that Joel gives away every Friday morning over on 98Q. All you got to do is call us, 715-762-3221. Give us the name, the birth date, and a phone number to call for whoever wins the cake, just in case that's you or whoever's birthday you tell us about. 715-762-3221. We'll also take a look at some folks answered an online question. What's one type of person you'll never date again? It's a pretty decently long list. I'm afraid chances are you're on this list. What type are you that people don't want to date? Find out after the top of the hour here on Trail Mix. Here's Gloria Estefan. We're WPFP.
Oh, yeah. undefined. I'm just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.